People from Asia and Africa were displayed to the public in mock villages. Along with their art and their architecture. In the heart of the capital, the cultures of colonial peoples were here being contrasted with the assumed superiority of France. In the view of the time, it was the sophistication of French civilization, with its links back through the Enlightenment, the Renaissance, and to the classical world, that gave France the right to rule over the supposedly primitive peoples of her empire. And so the organizers of the Exposition Universelle imagined that visitors who came here would revel at the sight of members of these supposedly lower races on display, and that they do so confident in the belief that they were being guided by France and her civilizing mission. What visitors were not supposed to do was to see in the art and the culture of Africa and Asia the potential for an escape from Europe and from Western civilization. And yet, that is exactly the view taken by an artist. He was one of the 28 million people who passed under the Eiffel Tower and entered the exposition in the summer of 1889. His name was Paul Gauguin, a former city trader who had lost it all in the financial crash of 1882. He'd grown to hate the stifling conventions of bourgeois society. He wanted to leave it all behind and find somewhere not yet tainted by the artificiality of modern life. The restless Gauguin had already sought escape in the quiet backwaters of France and Martinique, but each time he'd returned to Paris. Now, after visiting the exposition and seeing its colonial villages, Gauguin decided that in order to find paradise, he should head for the South Pacific, for the island of Tahiti. As Gauguin left, he wrote to a friend, "The European Gauguin has ceased to exist." To him, Tahiti represented an almost mythical Eden,